Blog Talk Radio.
Bless you. God bless you. Welcome again to those of you, amen, that are here to be with us. There's no mistake that you come, amen, be a part of this program, be a part of this discussion, and be a part of this study. Amen. Welcome all of you, and our endeavor to get the grassroots level of understanding, amen, to all the listeners, not to have it be so extravagant and so difficult. Amen. But to make it simple, amen, because this is about living for God. This is about being, amen, understanding. In Proverbs say, get wisdom in all our getting, get understanding. Because once we leave this place, we want to make sure, amen, and direct it in our mind, soul, and spirit that we're going home to be with Jesus. Amen. The best place to be, amen. Hawkins Sangers was talking about it. Be in his will. In his will. Amen. Like the Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, to be wherever our listeners are and wherever they're designed to be, Lord. We know you're able to stretch your hand of deliverance, heal and deliver. Oh, God, we don't know when they're listening or where they're going. Oh, Lord, some have called their sons in the hospital. There are some, oh, fathers on the deathbed. There are some traveling through all type of problems and situations. But, Lord, will you say you be with us always, even to the end of the world? Through the Holy Spirit, you give us comfort and peace. Oh, God, we ask you to come now. Come now, Jesus, and be with us now. Oh, God, in this broadcast, in this program, because you say we're two or three touch and agree. There you be in the midst. Oh, God, come and be with us. Remain to be seen what God can do for us once we stay in his will and his way, and that's what the discussion is about. Amen. There are many messages going out throughout the world, amen, concerning salvation and how God live in heaven and we are going to heaven. Amen. There are many messages in writing, in song, But we are examining today, amen. Have you heard? What is the true gospel message? What is the true gospel message? Amen. What is the true gospel message? We want to read in some of the background studies. Very familiar to those of you, John 3:16, and known all over the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. John 3:16, continue, the 17th verse. Amen. This is out of the King James Version. We always emphasize and stress many times to you that you should strive to make sure you have the right translation of the Bible. And we believe in the writing of King James Bible. We stand by the American Standard Amplified Bible, the New English Translation, the New International Translation as well. Amen. And you study, as you begin to study and you pray, because the Holy Spirit, he's the one that's writing. He's writing through God's Spirit, And we believe through that. Amen. You get the Word of God. And your studies. It's good to be able to a Bible study. Amen. Like we're doing now through technology. But it's good to be among those who study the Word. And you can come, amen, in a loving manner. Amen. And discuss the Word of God. And this is where you learn. Amen. The Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, also let my word be established. Amen. We thank God now. John 3:16 and 17 verse. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him may be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Amen. Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Amen. So it's very important, amen, that we believe, amen, in God's word. And this is what we're discussing. Amen. We're studying. Amen. And we're trying to get a biblical interpretation during the scripture. Not only John 3:16, but we want to look at as well as the gospel and the writing of Paul. He's writing a letter in the Galatian. Amen. They were discussing the different background and things that going on there. And we hear many people just talk about the Old Testament and the New Testament. And notice what Paul was saying here in Galatians, the first chapter, in the 11th verse. And Paul was speaking, he says that, but I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither receive it of man, and neither was I taught it, but by revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. So it's very important, amen. We want to catch the revelation. We want to catch the revelation tonight, today, wherever you are. And Paul went so far as he began to discuss with them at the 7th verse of Galatians, the first chapter, which is not, Paul said in the 6th verse, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that had called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Amen. Can we, wherever we are, wherever you might be at this time, to agree that, you know, that gospel means good news. Amen. Many times you hear the world say, well, that's gospel. In other words, that's true. Amen. The 7th verse says, which is not another, but there'll be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven preaching another gospel, which we have preached unto you, let him be a curse. As we have said before, and I say again, If any man preach another gospel unto you than we are received, let him be accursed. And this is what we examined tonight. Have you really heard the true gospel? Have you really heard the message? Have you really heard? There are many messages in the world about salvation, how to be with God and live in heaven for eternity. God sent his only begotten Son. He led us the way and showed us the way through his spoken word and his written word. Amen. To those that believe the message. But there are some who want to profit off the message and to teach otherwise. Can you tell the difference? That's where we're tonight, today. Amen. At this moment, can you tell the difference? Amen. You heard and what you're living off of, what you walking each and every day on. Amen. Can you really say that, amen, I'm saved according to God's word? Can you really say, amen, that, amen, I know where and got confidence that whatever might come and whatever might go in this world, amen, I'm going to be at peace with God, amen, because he had assured me, amen, in my spirit and in my mind that I'm going to be with him. And that was a question posed to me in the early parts of the 80s. And I evangelizing and began to be a young pastor. A man walked up to me and he said, well, I know you're preaching well, but can you tell a person how to get saved? Can you tell a person how to come to Christ? And, you know, I had to think about that. And it troubled me because I sought it out through listening to others and television, radio, and I'm beginning to understand. If I know, amen, that God had came into my life, and I knew, amen, because I asked him in, I confessed my sins. I don't know if it was directly, but I couldn't translate that to anyone else. I really couldn't simplify it and direct others to knowing that they have heard the gospel, that they are knowing that what they have in Christ Jesus mean the whole world to them and the world after. Amen. The world, this world and the world after. Amen. That's what we are. This is where we are. Right now we're going to open up the lines and, amen, it was toll free, 1-855-236-2252. Call a friend, tell a friend, amen. The doctrine of truth is on the air. Do dial 1-855-236-2252. And we thank God, 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. Amen. If you push 1 on your phone, I'm a technician, amen, we'll type you in. And we thank God for the callers, and we're saying that, amen, you respect others that are coming behind you, amen, and let them give the point of view, amen. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We have a caller on the air, amen, 4427. You're on the air. Last 4 digits of your telephone call. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. One of the thank
God
you for this topic tonight. As usual, you really bring about some topics that are really go in depth. And tonight, when I looked at this, it made me think about some of my experiences, and I identified with Paul over in Acts, the 20th chapter, verse 23 and 24, Paul said, save that the Holy Ghost witness in every city, saying that the bonds and the affliction abide in me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish the course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. What bishop I identify with that is, I personally have received some affliction in my body, of many of operations, transplants. But we can't get caught up in the grace of God in our lives. Paul said he count not these bonds and affliction. And I too, it was these all this surgery and stuff that opened my eyes to the true meaning of the gospel.
Yes.
Jesus preached the coming of the kingdom. He didn't preach Jesus Christ. He preached the coming of the kingdom. The afflictions and the trials we go through in this earth, they're good testimonies to the grace of God, but it's not the ministry of the kingdom. And that's what we have to focus on, is the ministry itself.
All right. We thank God for you. We have another caller, and we are just beginning. We're talking about, have you really heard the true gospel? And the last four digits is 6193. Go ahead, caller. You're on air.
Hi, Bishop. How are you doing today? This is Deacon O'Brien.
Yes, sir.
How are you? And I know you've been praying for me during the last couple of weeks with me losing two nephews. And I thank you so much because you are a praying man. And you've been a thorough leader in my life. And I thank you so much for it. As I come to this week that's coming up, we have the Gospel Message went to Tallahassee last week, and we had a safe and wonderful trip. And a lot of people ask about you, too.
Oh, okay.
And told them that you all was doing very well, and you was ministering down here to the people in South Florida. I can't thank you enough, Pastor, for all you've done for me. You've been father to me. When I was on the wrong track, you put me back. When I was getting ready to say the wrong things, you guided me to the right track. So I thank you so much for that.
God bless you, Deacon O'Brien. We're glad to hear from you. And we're talking about the true gospel tonight and today. And I know you heard the true gospel. Amen. And we thank you always, and we're always praying for you. And be encouraged. Be encouraged. Amen. Jesus said he'll never leave us, and he'll never forsake us. Amen. If anyone else would like to call, and just press 1 on your phone if you ever call in. We're talking about, have you heard, amen, the true gospel. Let's push 1 on your phone. Amen. Let's share with us what you have in your heart, mind, or either what God has done for you, either what God has done for you in your life, in your life. All right. 4427. Amen. Last four digits. You're on the air. God bless you. Okay. Remember. Okay. God bless you. God bless you. 4427, you're on air.
Yes, sir. I just think, Bishop, we today, with all the technology and many of the gospel now have a great deal of knowledge, and we can get off track, being that we are not teaching kingdom principles. The gospel is the kingdom. Not so much of the grace of God. We see throughout the Word of God many of blessings and way people have received the grace of God in their lives, and that's a witness to God Himself watching over and never leaving us and caring for us. But that's not the gospel. The gospel is the good news that the Word became flesh. And was born of a woman and walked among us, that he would know the afflictions of living in this human body. Before God had no idea what it was to be in these bodies. By sending his son to live in this human body, now we have an advocate sitting on the right hand of the Father that know what it is to be in these bodies. and try to live this word in these human bodies. He know the afflictions of that, and that's the gospel that we want. To teach and receive is that truth. That the truth is in the word itself. There are thousands, millions of books in this world, and a lot of printed words everywhere we turn, be it electronic or in books. But the true gospel can only be attained when you go to the Word of God. But don't get caught up in the blessings of God and the mercy.
Oh, yeah.
But
yes,
the actual
kingdom
principles is what we need to focus on.
All right. God bless you, Minister Hester. We're always good to have you, amen, on the program and the show. And we begin to, amen, those of you that are calling in, you can call 855-236-2252. Just push 1, amen, on your phone. And we are here endeavor to break everything down to the grassroots level. Amen. Break it down that you can share to others. Amen. And this is very, that is very needful. What we went into, Brother Hester was talking about, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And it's a miracle. It always is a discussion by many other groups. Amen. And that God did not come. He did not come in contaminated body. It was impossible for him to be not contaminated. And, you know, man's seed, man, he's defiled. He's not credible. He has problems. And God had to touch, amen. His body had to be a part. His spirit had to be a part of man. And that's always a long, drawn-out discussion and theological debate and scientific debate. Amen. But it's a miracle. And that's the good news. God did walk. Amen. He did walk. Amen. In this earth, God himself, amen, without sin, without spot or wrinkle, amen, without polluting, amen. When God spoke and Jesus spoke, that's God. When Jesus said it, that was God speaking. Uh-huh. Go right in. Yes.
Bishop, I just wanted to add in there, you know, Paul, over in Galatians, when he went back to Galatians, he called them a foolish Galatians. He says, you know, when I preached the gospel to you guys, had it been possible, he just been stoned and left for dead, and he came back down to the same corner that he preached on before that they stoned him from. He told him, listen, when I preached the gospel to you guys, I looked so horrible. Had it been possible, you would have taken your own eye out and given it to me. Now, who came along and who came along with some sweet words and clever speech and behooved you but came away from the true gospel that you received from me? It's not about the afflictions that we go through and what we are delivered from and how God worked miracles in our lives. It's whether or not we are teaching the true gospel.
Number one, and you can always go back to, amen, if we go back into the garden, that's where it started. Where actually the garden was a part for us, for man, but it started in heaven when Lucifer decided, amen, and always discussing when the sin gets started and when what did Lucifer knew, amen, and that. But when he was evicted from heaven, he came to earth. And his whole job, his whole endeavor to get man, amen, to disobey God. If he disobey God, he can be polluted. He can be polluted. So this is where, amen, sin came into mankind, amen, through disobedience. And we should be called obedient believers. But we were called disobedient because we don't follow God's law. And when people don't follow God's law and his direction, it's sin. So we got to get back on the track. Amen. Amen. We have a caller, the last four digits, 4478. Amen. 4478. Amen. You are on the air.
Hi, Pastor Poole. This is Mr. Thomas.
Yes, go right ahead, Mr. Thomas.
Okay, calling in and joining the broadcast tonight. But the thought came to me, love. We have to realize that God loves us. And once you realize that God loves us, like you said before, John 3:16, how he sent his son, we should be able to make it. We should be able to make it knowing that there's no greater love than God. And we thank God for the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And we just thank God for the program tonight.
All right, God bless you. And that thought that, amen, Mr. Thomas left us with, amen, about love. And John 3:16 said, God so loved the world that he gave. And the example was that we was in a legal battle. Number one, we had lost the spiritual battle. Amen. It wasn't reported in the right in this Bible, in the three Bible, four Bibles I study out of, that Satan hit the evil over the head and he pulled a Uzi on Adam and he threw a couple of grenades, amen, and caused them to, amen, fall down and worship him. But Satan, what he did, he deceived them through the word of God, and it brought on a spiritual warfare. A spiritual warfare for the seed of man. So Jesus came, God sacrificed, and Jesus brought us back spiritually. Spiritually, Jesus brought us back. So Jesus, amen, is God himself. God himself. Jesus is God himself. Amen. Jesus is God himself. And the love of God, the purchase that God gave us, let's say, for example, you go in a restaurant and somebody have recognized you and they know you of some great deed or family or relatives, whatever, and the waiter come to you and say, you know, that person paid your bill over there, and they saying that, you know, you don't have to do nothing. It's free. Or either, you know, when you was in the world and many, you know, go into the club, somebody walk in and won a lottery ticket or something, set up the whole club. And say, oh, yeah, it's on our house. I'm paying for it. Amen. For some reason, he had the wrong motive, but Jesus came that we might have life. And, you know, during this holiday season, we're coming into the holiday season. We're coming into times when the spirit of giving. And you might go to a Christmas party, either the wedding, birthday, and people just give out presents and things just because they're part of. Amen. We have another caller. Amen. The last four digits is 4271. Amen. What is the true gospel? Amen. What is the true gospel? Have you heard it? Amen. You're on the air. Go right ahead.
God bless you, Bishop.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We've been waiting on you. Train almost left. God bless
you. Train almost. It's a pleasure to hear you tonight. It sounds like they're one of those callers I knew from Baltimore, Maryland, I think it was. That there was a lamb slain from the very foundation. And that's what it's all about. Man, you went back to the beginning where man was made after God's own vision. He made man. Man failed. He disobeyed. But now his escape or his way of being freed from his disobedience was already prepared. And that was the reason for the lamb being slain. But see, now the lamb, there wasn't a physical lamb. The lamb that was slain was in the word of God. So it starts with the word of God. And so as the gospel proceeds throughout the ages, down through the generations, then all of a sudden a son was given. Isaiah talked about it. And so we see Jesus in the manger. We see it says there in Matthew 1:21 that he would take away his people from their sins. And so we see him, the Word being made flesh in John, and they beheld him as the only begotten of the Father. So now we see the forerunner looks up and see Jesus coming, and he says, "Behold, the Lamb of the God." So what I just said is that from the very beginning to the very presence of and the recognition to take away the sins of the world. And so we end this with Jesus dying and being raised from the dead. And from when he raised from the dead, therefore I live. And it gave me the possibility of seeing myself. Otherwise, I couldn't see myself because my sins, I was dead in my sins. So what I bring in that, too, was the fact that I had sins and I need to be covered. And so when he died, his blood covered my sins, and he, the Spirit, God sent the Spirit, and it hid me. So our sins needs to be not only covered in the blood, but we also need to be hid in Christ. So I find all a man has to do is believe that believe on Jesus. He don't have to know who he is. Just believe that he came. And he opened his mouth. Now I can't tell him he's saved. But if he opened his mouth, as Paul said there in Romans 10, he said to the Jews, if you confess Jesus and you with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, he said you shall be saved. Now notice he said you shall be saved, not that you're saved. So he puts you in a position to call. He puts you in the fellowship so that you can confess your sins, and that blood that covers you will wash you. So I'm just listening because it was very interesting there. It's so simple, but yet it's so difficult because folk don't want to give up. You got to give all to God. Come and give it all, and he'll take it.
Now we're going somewhere. I think we're about to hook up here. I think we're moving out a little bit. I think we're going somewhere because everybody been hitting on some very good points here. And let's take for instance, right now today, if someone give you something, and because of so much pollution and fraud going on and different things, and you know we got Halloween coming around, and you know we got Stranger Danger. It's in the air. It's everywhere. All a part of so much wars and rumors of wars going on. And someone come up and say, "Okay, this is this. I'm gonna pay your mortgage. I'm gonna pay your car bills. I'm gonna pay whatever important to you. I'm just gonna pay out everything." And the question always will be, and it should be, you know, what purpose or why this person did that? And, you know, you accept and you want, and it might be complete investigation on your part, because this atmosphere, this day and time, at this moment, this place in the world, what's happening all over, you want to make sure that once you take this gift, or someone had done this, that you don't have to pay back. Being very simple, we're trying to be very simple. You don't have to pay back, and this is what the gospel message should be, that God loved the world and He gave us, He paid our ransom, amen. Because there was a legal payment had to be made, the legal payment had to be made. He paid for us through his son. And we must believe that. We've been paid for. If you believe that, amen, unequivocally, if you believe that, and you get enough information, and it might be in that area. Let's go to allude to that area. Not enough information. People worry, and they go back and forth, because they run out of information. They don't know where to go. And Elder Garrett alluded to that. If they believe that, do we think it's a lack of information that people will not accept the gospel, if they heard the gospel? Is it because of a lack of giving out the true information about Jesus is God? He walked in the earth, and he did come to the earth, and he did give us life, and you just believe that, and he believe in healing, he believe in forgiveness. All we have to say that, Lord, forgive me, and I accept that. Is it just, you can just press one, those of you that are calling in or call a friend, amen, and dial 1-855-236-2252 is a toll free. Amen. Just push one on the phone, and amen. We'd be just like to glad to hear what you have to say. Amen. All right.
Bishop, you touched on that there just now, and over in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4,
okay.
verse 3 and 4, chapter 4, it says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them who would believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." So you're right. Today, we was talking about, you go into a store now, you have so many choices. The enemy have bombarded us with so much, such abundance in this United States that we have so many choices. And so it's easy to keep us distracted away from the truth, because he have an abundance of choices in everything we do. You know, you can't go anywhere. Whether it's putting gas in your car or picking out a soap to clean your body, you have an abundance of choices to choose from. So where is the truth?
Okay. All right. Very, very good. Very, very good. We have, all right, we're going back to Miami here, 4271. All right. All right, Ella.
Bishop, Jesus taught his disciples, which always interests me. He said, "Believe on me." As the scripture said.
All right.
And he said, "Out your belly shall flow rivers of living water." In other words, what he came for, you see, he came to take away the sins of the world. And he's the only way that you can be delivered. There's no other way. Now, he declared, "I am the way." So we know that. So now he said, "Now if you can believe." Now this was the teaching to those that he had chosen. He said, "If you just can believe," he said, "all things are possible." You see?
Okay.
So this is why Christ must be preached, and it ain't so much that. It's like the key, you see, to the kingdom. You preach Jesus, and it's what God will do. God will take you and put you in. See, Jesus is the password. And see, God have given every man, put something in every person. He put something. There's something in a man that wants God. So God sent Jesus that men would get to know him. So he said, now, you believe on whom the scripture has spoke about. You believe on whom God has sent. You see what I'm saying? And it sounds so simple, don't it? You see? That's why hard times comes. That's why difficulties come. That's why there's tribulation. There's trouble, you see? And you see people, there are oftentimes many of us are altered or hindered by spirits. Many of us have broken hearts. Many of us have so many problems, you see, but we are yet designed to mobilize ourselves. But when it comes down to deliverance and salvation, we must go by the cross. So that's what I'm hearing you say, that Jesus is the answer for everybody. I hear him talk about the atheist. You see, when hard times come, the atheist even looks at that. There got to be an answer to my problem. Even the Ebola viruses and all this, the hospitals don't have the answer. The AIDS, the hospital, nobody has the answer. But look at here. Jesus healed all manner of sicknesses.
Yes, sir.
So do you believe that, Brother Aaron? You see?
Yes,
and
sir.
It's true.
Yes,
I find it's true. I heard Brother Hester there. That's his name.
Mm-hmm.
I heard him get right down to the bone. And he didn't cut around. He went right down to the bone. I don't care what this body is, you understand? There is a deliverance. And if you can't shake it free now, one of these days, look, God going to fix it. You see what I'm saying?
I think we got the train rolling here, and I'm going to jump right back and keep it pushing because this was false in Acts chapter 10:38. Okay, all right.
I just want to get this one little piece in there. Colossians 2:8, he said, beware lest any man spoils you through his philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men, after the rudimental of the world, and not after Christ. God needs to, with all the information and technology and people got more degrees than a thermometer, you will be gouged by people's speech, and you get caught up in how eloquently people speak the word, but it has nothing to do with the truth. That's why you got to open this word and get into it for yourself, because there's some guys who they call them, say they got the gift of gal, they call it, and you'll get so lost and confused, because a lot of times people want to puff themselves up and not the word of God.
All right. Long as they have the message, and this is the message, whatever. Like I say, whatever thermometer they're reading on, if they have Acts chapter 10:38 said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. Now here's God the man. God anointing him with the Holy Ghost and with power. Mm-hmm. He went about doing good. I don't hear too much people say, "Well, you got to do good, got to do good." That's part of the gospel, and healing all that was possessed of the devil, for God was with him. That's a part of the missing gospel. I don't hear too much about healing and doing good. Jesus did good. He reminded us to consider the poor, the needy, the halt, the blind. Amen. Because goodness, amen, and helping people is a part of the gospel. Because the enemy come to steal, kill, and destroy. He want to destroy, kill, and tear down, and tear up. All right. I know we're rolling here, but the enemy now, he's not, if you ever watch it, he's not just shooting people. Now he want to take out all the generations, the grandchildren and the children. People walk in and shoot up the whole family, look for the grandbabies, babies. See, that's destruction. You see, so Jesus came that we might have life. and might have it more abundantly. God's concerned. Amen. Yeah. He's concerned. And we got to pick the whole thing. We have to tell the whole truth, not a part of it. All right? All right? And Jesus is God. He is God. He is God. The Holy Spirit prompted me one night in my study, and he said, Jesus is God. And I had to jump. I jumped. I said, Jesus is God. The scripture, like Garrett was talking about, in the book of St. Luke, the last part of that chapter, he came in the scripture. He came in the scripture. Without the scripture, what kind of proof we got? He's the Word. And those men wrote that the Holy Spirit gave them to write. And the Holy Spirit writing these Bibles. And amen. And we live and walk off the scripture. We got to have the scripture. All right, we know we have to. We know Jesus is the only way that's been established. He's been the only way. And we got to believe what's been said. And we got to confess. We want to talk about confession here. Amen. We still got time to confession, how important it is, and there's so much been, you know, Apollos, theology is going out there. Apollos was great, amen, and Paul ran in contact with Apollos. He was eloquent, amen, but we don't hear too much about confession. Confession can heal people, confessing their faults and their problems, and, you know, they have to vent it, let it out. All right, we have some more listeners. If you just press 1, on your phone and jump right in with us and share your insight. Amen. Our technician will tap you in. Amen. We'd like to have your input. Amen. Because we want to be, when Jesus says, when two or three come together in his name, there he be in the midst. And so we want to bring Jesus in. Amen. We get another one or two callers here. You just press 1 on your phone, or you call and tell your neighbor, your friends, to call 1-855-236-2252. 1-855-2252. Amen. 52, toll free. Amen. And we'll be glad to have you. We have a call on the air. Amen. Last 4 digits is 7332. Amen. Go right ahead. Go right ahead. Glad to have
you.
Hi,
Bishop.
God bless you.
Bishop.
Yes, sir.
Brother Brian.
Oh, yes, sir. We're good to hear from you. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I'm just listening in, and it's getting really good.
Okay,
it's really
all right.
Good about that gospel.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm just enjoying your show and the input that all the ministers had came. True gospel. Mm-hmm. But if we think about how we became to know Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. You got to remember when you first heard the gospel, I mean, mm-hmm. I have to speak for myself, but when I first heard the gospel, the first mm-hmm. time I heard it, I just didn't believe it.
All right. All
but, you know, and like one of the ministers was saying about John 3:16,
mm-hmm.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that
mm-hmm.
whosoever believeth in him do not perish.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the thing is, you hear the gospel. It's not that the gospel is not being preached, but it's
okay.
being preached. The truth is out there. But are the people that's listening, do they believe?
Okay.
But once you, like you was talking about, confess with thy mouth that Jesus is Lord,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
then you can be saved.
Okay.
For me, it was about, you know, salvation.
What
Jesus Christ did on the cross. And so it's
mm-hmm.
the word is all over. It's
mm-hmm.
everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But you got people just don't believe.
Okay. Okay. All right.
But
all
the
right.
word is being preached.
All
and
right.
you have to,
all
you know. So I just thank God for this. For your program.
All right, God bless you. God bless
I'm
you.
Listening in. I'm enjoying it myself.
Okay. God bless you. We're glad for your
right.
input because you made some very good points there. People hear but they won't confess. They won't confess, and many points was made tonight. There's so much going on, there's so much choices, and you're being bombarded from all different religious groups claiming this and claiming that. But it's very important, you know, if we give them the word, like it's strictly from the biblical Bible, because Jesus is the word, amen. It's no sin at all. He doesn't have any indirect motives. He doesn't have any selfish thoughts when he says something. And we just read the word itself, amen. The word cuts. Hebrews said the word cuts sharper than a two-edged sword. So if anything, any spirit, we know today and time, there are many spirits in the world. And we have to understand that Jesus brought us spiritual warfare first. Because if we're going to go to heaven, we got to be born again. Our spirit got to be born again. And Satan came, he was a spirit. And one of them fallen angels, he doesn't want us to know the truth about our spirit, man. Got to be reborn. He doesn't want us to hear that. He doesn't want us to know that. But it's just as simple. It's just as simple. If somebody to come up and give you something and say, you know, I love you and I want you to have this. And there's nothing wrong with searching the background. Nothing wrong doing research. If they look at Jesus again, if you, the unbelievers, like the brother was saying, he was about salvation. And that's what the gospel is about. Amen. Okay, we want, there was someone else. We're glad to hear from you. Let's push one on the phone. Amen. We're winding down here and we're enjoying it. Amen. I'm always enjoying those that come and give us a different point of view because that's how we learn. We learn. One man didn't write the Bible. God used all different types of leaders. Amen. All right. We have another caller, 32. Last four digits, 3200. Amen. You are on the air. Go right ahead.
Yes, Bishop. Just listen, this Pastor Williams. I just listened to you and say the true gospel. I agree with most everything they say there, but the true gospel is good news. It's good news mm-hmm. to a dying soul. It's thirsty water to a thirsty man. It's water to a thirsty man. That's in his thirsty water to a starving soul for Christ. And it's the gospel. The gospel is a light on our pathway. And the way we can get the gospel out is the life that we live and the word mm-hmm. that we teach. Mm-hmm. We have to mm-hmm. reach people through our walking, our talking, and most of all, the way we love. Christ all loved right. us. He didn't teach the gospel. He demonstrated it. He was a okay. living epistle of the gospel himself. This is mm-hmm. the way we got to get the gospel out. We got to get the gospel out by denying self. We got okay. to deny ourselves and things. We got to reach the lost with the way we walk, the way we talk. We got to learn how to season our words with great philosophers and stuff. One of the pastors saying that, and I agree with that. You better be careful with the way people's talking, the way they present the words. They catch you like a rattlesnake, they ease up on you. You keep looking yeah. at them, they ease right up on you and snap you. And you have to be careful because words alone can captivate a man's spirit when he is not anchored in the Lord.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Very careful because the word of God is good mm-hmm. news. To a sinner man that is dying.
Yes, sir.
The word of God
all
is
right.
good news to a sick man when he's on the sick bed. You mm-hmm. want to know that God can heal.
Yeah.
Yes, you want to know that God can save. That's the gospel. When mm-hmm. you go there and pray for mm-hmm. him, that's the God. God can deliver us out of anything.
Mm-hmm.
We believe
mm-hmm.
that God is. God mm-hmm. is the gospel himself walking. And that's what he told mm-hmm. us to preach. Gospel. You don't have too many preachers preaching the gospel today. Not too many
right.
preachers. They preach prosperity and everything else, but they ain't not preaching the gospel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right.
Good
all
news.
Right.
Good news.
Sir. All right.
Good news.
God bless
good
you.
News,
God bless you.
It was good news.
God bless you. Good news. Good news. Good news.
Yes, sir.
You know, you hit a point there. We're talking about living the gospel. Now we really out here flying now because I thought about that. You know, as you get confidence, you want to know. You want to get to the point to know. I know we was in sports. We'd be out there all night long. The coaches having us out there all night. Well, hey, you got to run it again. You got to run it again. And we'd be out there and your parents would be, y'all better come in the house. Now stop all the lights out. Or somebody be up all night long because you're trying to get that confidence in your skills and yourself. Amen. It's very important. Amen. We live this thing, and the more you live it, the more confidence you got, the more confidence you know. And every time you run up something, holler, oh, Jesus, you know how you hit your finger? You got a hammer, you hit the finger, and you holler, oh, Lord, God, hallelujah, hallelujah. You hit your finger, you holler out, God. Amen. We're about living now. We're about living now, brother. We got a little more time here. We can get another caller and call in and press 1. Halloween, we got us going another, getting us deep down in here now. We got to live it. We talk it. We confess it. But now we got to live it. We got to live this thing. Now we got to live it. You talk it, but you got to live it. You got to live it. All right. All right. All right. We got it. All right. God bless you. God bless you. All right, Ella Williams, we have to give you 2 minutes because your preacher get to preaching. We're going to run out of time. Okay, Ella Williams, you're back on the air. You're back on the air.
All right. I'm just saying the gospel is the way the gospel is the way we live it. And we got to demonstrate it. And when we demonstrate it and we live it, we season, we as Christians that believe in God, we know him, we season the earth. We season the mm-hmm. people that are around us. They know that there's something different about us because they see the word. Some of them don't read the Bible. They know how the word go. Mm? They know the gospel.
All right.
They know the gospel should be love, peace, joy, and happiness. Mm? You treat your brother, fellow man, right. The gospel.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. We salt of the air. Ella Garrett, you got. You got 1 minute now. We brother, we got to cut off, but we're going on. Then Ella Hester gonna finish it up. Ella Garrett, you on the air?
Mister, I'm listening. I think that the brother that you just talked to, he explained it. See, it didn't come alive in him.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
mm-hmm.
and that's all. That's all. Lives Christ living mm-hmm. in us. He's the hope of glory. Now, very quickly, when Jesus taught and led his disciples, it was God in Christ reconciling the world back to God. But now Jesus said, these things I did and the things I said, he said, I did it to show that the Son of Man have sin, have the power on earth to forgive sins. After he died and rose again, he says all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. So there he became what he had been saying. He said, when you see me, you see the Father. So now you see he is God. You see what
I'm
saying?
Brother Hester, Ella Hester, go right ahead.
All right. Father God, I want to thank all those who set aside all earthly matters this evening and joined us on this call and made the sacrifice to hear a fresh word from you. I want to ask Traveling Mercy for Minister Walter Wallow, who will be flying out of Kansas City tomorrow back to the Carolinas. But Father God, of all the things that I want to thank you for this evening, I want to thank you through our stubbornness, our ill-mannedness, all throughout our lives. You have waited on us each and every one, Father God, and we give you praise and mercy and grace, Father God, that you waited on us and delivered us out of the darkness into the spirit of the light of your dear Son. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
God bless you for all those who called tonight. We're sorry we don't have enough time, but we love you. Keep spreading the word. Live the word. Talk the word. Amen. Let them know God's still alive. He's not dead. Good news.